Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're listening to Potential Cast.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 1, Buffy vs. Dracula. Do I read it now? I can't remember.
Yes, you read it now.
An uneasy encounter with the legendary Count Dracula leaves Buffy desiring to learn more about herself and thus asking Giles to once again be her watcher. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
And I'm Illyrio.
And that's it.
That's it. Our guest is a victim of Hurricane Sandy. It can't make it. But she'll send us a voice memo that we will talk over very soon. Hi, right. Everyone.
Whoa. Season 5.
Season 5. Party. I swear. Okay. We need to talk about this right now.
What?
Let's do it.
Buffy has a sister.
Buffy has a sister.
I call shenanigans. I call major shenanigans.
No,
I'm very, 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 very angry.
Okay. I understand. I completely understand. Just keep an open mind.
To see if it works.
Mom!
This isn't a reboot.
Why would they both say mom? It's like, I understand if maybe it was like her half-sister from her dad's like other marriage or wherever he is now, but for her to say mom to Joyce.
It's her mother's daughter. It is her sister, her mother's child.
So she has another, like a child that she didn't know about? I mean, like out of wedlock or something?
She didn't. I got kids that I don't know about. So
I just find it odd.
It is.
Like, seriously, because she's obviously younger than Buffy. I mean, did Joyce go away to summer camp and then come back like they did in the 60s?
And didn't they say, didn't they say in season one how Buffy was an only child?
Yeah.
Yes.
Alrighty. Yes. Unless she was immaculately conceived and just magically appeared.
Okay.
Which is probably what's going to happen.
Gak, it's time for predictions. First prediction, what is Buffy's sister's name? Gabby, go.
Julie.
Kim.
All I can think is Michelle, because I know the actress.
I don't know the actress, but I'm glad I finally see who that...
I'm going to say Jenny.
Jenny?
Sounds like a girly girl name.
I think...
Or Madison, and they call her Maddie.
I apologize to any Maddies out there.
And Joyce watched a lot of Moonlighting back in the day.
I believe her name is going to be Carrie. Because I want to play that song.
I would say, because Joyce loves Stephen King?
No.
Oh, okay.
You've heard the name before.
Is she adopted or something?
Don't answer her questions.
I don't understand. There's been no reference at all. The only little sister, sister bullshit has been her and Faith.
Hold on a second.
Ugh.
Steph, I don't think it's too spoilery for you to answer this following question. Okay. Has there actually been foreshadowing of this, but we've missed it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I feel dumb.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't, because there's no way of knowing.
Oh.
How far back did they start foreshadowing it? Like, the season finale of season four?
I might be wrong. I might be thinking of some other huge occurrence.
Oh.
That we're missing again? Man, are we dumb.
No. I think they started at the Restless, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
Restless? That's like two episodes before the finale.
But that's just like one episode before.
The finale. Season four finale.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you said season three. I'm like, what?
But, okay, season four. I'm confused. What? I think it was the season four finale that they started talking about.
Oh. Okay.
Something.
Anyway.
No, it was season three when she was talking about Little Sis.
Well, I thought that that's just how they, for talk some weird reason, Faith and B talk to each other.
No, it was the season three finale and the dreams.
That's
and
so everything. Dumb. What? That's very convenient. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
Ugh.
Well, I was shocked.
I was like, what? But she kind of does look like Buffy.
Yeah, they could be related.
When she flipped around, I was like, oh, dang.
Mm. I was just happy to finally see the girl that's been on the cover of the Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, who's that dark-haired girl?
Who's that girl?
Oh, there she is. What?
Oh, is she like a Buffy clone?
Don't answer that. No. Have you been watching Archer, too? Seriously, what's cancer? All right. So, Buffy can't sleep.
No.
Buffy, is getting in touch with her primal self.
Instead of doing what most young women do and go through their mother's medicine cabinet for Valium, she goes out and hunts vampires.
Or, I don't know, have sex with her boyfriend she's sleeping with. Clearly not satisfying.
Now, by boyfriend, do you mean mega jealous douchehead?
No, yes. My God. It was pain. I wanted to break up with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And clearly, I'm not even dating him.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we go through this already with Riley?
Oh, but it was just so over the top.
Oh, yeah. Worst boyfriend ever.
I don't know.
Well, he also wears sleeveless shirts.
Sorry. That's not a look, man.
Frolicking on the beach with a sleeveless shirt. I just want to be here some wake me up before you go going on. What the hell? Wear my sarong.
Oh, yeah.
Or some Top Gun style volleyball on the beach.
Sorry. That's what happens when anybody says Top Gun. Oh, shit. Willow's been practicing.
Yay.
Uh-huh. Witchcraft. Wink, wink.
So why is Tara not part of the cast now, but Anya is?
Because Anya's more awesome.
They have just as much screen time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about the money.
Yeah.
They could only afford one.
So
I'm sad to see that. What's his face is still in it? I was like, he's not done? Oh, well.
That was my assumption. I'm like, oh.
Oh, Blukas. Even a crew cut would be better than what he's wearing. So Giles has decided that he's going to go back to England.
Oh. Yeah, and can I don't think this, I mean, behind the scenes, Tony... Anthony Stewart had. He has two very small daughters at home in England.
Mm-hmm.
So
did he want to leave?
I feel like he wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm. But they sweetened his deal so he could stay?
I don't know.
So he's being a middle-aged poopy pants and decides he wants to go back to England.
Well, I guess, yeah.
He's not needed.
Yeah, he's not needed.
Mm-hmm. But he still has friends.
But not orgasm friends.
They're kind of friends, but whatever.
They're all 19. Does he have any friends his own age?
True.
Joyce.
They're dead. Oh, yeah.
Joyce.
Orgasm friends.
I forget. I always forget they got it on.
Twice.
I know.
No. Twice. Does that mean like Giles is this crazy new person's dad?
Oh my god!
He impregnated Joyce and they had some sort of supernatural
baby. The year before?
That would be so cray cray. I don't even think I can watch the show if that were.
The love child.
Well, okay, if we're supposed to suspend our disbelief or believe that she had a baby that grew over the summer, then mm-hmm. I think that makes sense. If this was some sort of incubated child.
Oh my god. If Giles and Joyce were a couple, they'd still be Joyce.
Okay. I know I remember thinking, just don't try to rationalize it. Just tuck it away in the back of your mind and keep watching.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just don't try to make sense of it. Because it's not going to make sense.
Like the rest of the show? Right.
No, it's going to be brilliant, I promise.
And then we'll go Justified.
Yes.
All right.
I still call shenanigans, but I trust in Joss.
Yes,
because he made the best political advertisement I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse, my friends.
I gotta get on that parkour.
Oh, he's so awesome. Anyway. So, Dracula.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Here's the deal. Everybody has their own mythology of Dracula, and you know, we were not expecting Dracula to be part of this show.
Nope.
No.
And so the show kind of had to explain how Dracula could fit into this world.
Okay, so I have a question. You don't have to answer. So, Dracula, can he not be killed with a stake?
He can.
Because he was coming back to life again, and then Buffy's like, not in front of me, I'm right here. And then he kind of evaporated. Does that mean, like, once he leaves, he's like, ah-ha-ha, I'm back, and you'll see me again?
No. He's gone. It's done. It was just silliness.
Oh, okay. Vlad.
Because I liked him. I thought he was pretty hot.
Uh-huh.
He is very tall.
No. You're right in your commentary. Really, Sarah Michelle Gellar is just ridiculously short.
But the guy, he reminds me of Bill Hader.
Oh my god, Steph. Wait till you hear the Gabinteri.
Bill Hader?
Did you say the same thing?
Maybe.
Yes, she did, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Maybe I said lots of stuff.
Yes, maybe she did.
Yeah, I cursed a lot.
My favorite part of your commentary was when three quarters of the way through, you suggest a drinking game to the people listening to you.
Go back and start listening. And every time I say, I don't even remember, I'm saying that a fucking lot. Thank God.
Anyway, no spoilers for the Gabinteri. So, where the hell did this castle come from?
It's just like the beach. Surprise, there's a beach in Sunnydale.
What? I like that they kind of wink to it, though. Mm-hmm. Even though Lucas did say it. He's like,
I've been here a couple years.
Sunnydale for a couple years, and I've never seen this castle before. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Riley. Thanks for being the voice of reason.
It's like the magic shop.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It just has whatever you need.
This is true. Whatever the show
needs. Is Sunnydale like Sim City?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so they tell us that everybody knows about Tara and Willow. So we
that's
don't
not
have
a
to
secret.
Deal, right, we don't have to deal with that anymore. It's out in the open.
Yay. Well, not to Joyce.
Oh, that's right.
No one tells Joyce anything. Although, frankly, I think Joyce would understand. Pat, anyone?
Who the hell's Pat?
But I love how Buffy is just... First, she's starstruck by Dracula.
Because he's famous.
Uh-huh. And he's heard of her. And he came looking for her.
Get out! Sorry if I still know what's cool.
She's starstruck because he's famous, and yet somehow no one has any idea where to find him or how to defeat him. Like, they've never heard of him, and yet they have.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, didn't Spike kind of allude to that? Like, people know all our secrets now because of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just... Is he, like, the original vampire? Like, one of the first?
I think so. He's evolved.
Yeah.
He's more evolved. And so that's how he can turn into the bat and the wolf or whatever.
Yeah.
He's a shapeshifter.
Bader.
I almost threw that into a conversation at work today for no reason.
That's amazing.
Oh, and because Giles he told Willow that he's thinking about leaving, and so through the whole episode, Willow's trying to make him feel needed and special.
Yeah.
She, you know, if Willow lived in my world, I would never tell her anything.
But Allison Hannigan sure plays the awkward, anxious character really well, let me tell you.
Yes, she's very convincing. But now, to me, she's starting to seem less like Willow and more like, she's not. She's lost that little girlness. Yeah, most of this episode, I was thinking, like, what's Lily doing? She looks much more like she's really grown up. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And her smart haircut.
Alright, so Dracula confronts Buffy. Buffy is all of a sudden super flattered that she's world famous. The Dracula heard about her, and then Will and Xander show up, and Xander starts making fun of the Dark Prince. Mwah-ah-ah-ah! And then immediately hides behind Buffy. Immediately hides behind Buffy.
Wearing the best shirt ever.
Yeah, and Dracula turns into a bat, a night rodent, a flying rodent, and flies away. But not before turning into plastic and bouncing up and down over Buffy's head and then flying away again.
It was very Sesame Street.
It was!
1, 2!
Something about the writing of this episode, you know, Marty Noxon wrote it, and I enjoyed the episode, but it's like they clenched up the jokes in the beginning.
Yeah.
Really obvious. I don't know, not funny jokes. To discuss Dracula
and Riley be a mega douche.
What was that standoff between him and Spike? And why did Spike back down? I was like, what the f is going on here?
Yeah, that was the weirdest pissing contest ever.
Mostly because Spike doesn't urinate, right?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
neither of them, they're both all talk, no action. I mean, because Marley is a pussy, and because, you know, and because Spike has this chip and can't hurt anybody.
Does he still have that chip?
Adam would never have taken that chip out. He lied. Another reason to hate that garbage character. Yeah, so Riley goes up and is all like, big man, and didn't want to, you know, do any of the chatter. Small talk, banter, around with Spike, and he threatens him. Not cool.
Yeah. That scene was useless, really.
I don't even know. I can't even pay attention.
Was it because contractually they had to have a certain amount of screen time, maybe? Seriously?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not skipping anything, but when she drank his blood, I was like, what the? Like, where is this show going? But then it was very interesting, but then they pulled the rug out from us and then had that little wink at the end. Like, I was just like, oh, forget this. Like, just when I was getting into the whole idea, oh, Dracula could be part of this season. And then, no.
But I'm happy they got rid of Dracula right in the first episode.
You think so?
Well, what, you want 3 episodes from now? Abbott and Costello show up to take care of business.
Happy that he disappeared, that he went away, that he evaporated. Well, because They've put so much effort into creating this whole world with all these characters and all these different things, and then they're going to take okay, this is going to sound stupid, a fictional character, pull it out of the air, and stick in their world.
What if her sister is a ghost?
What?
What if her sister is a ghost?
Ghost sister!
I'm sorry, I can't watch the show anymore. I'm done.
Uh-oh.
That was my number 8 thing that scared me. That's
good. If Buffy's sister is some sort of mystical ghost,
a big serpent coming out of the ground, or teenagers, or
so is it like only Buffy and her mom can see her? If that's the case, I will be so pissed. Yeah, she doesn't have to talk to anybody at the movies.
Wait a minute. Maybe
Buffy just has to make sure no one sits on her.
Wait a minute. Maybe they're all dead. What?
What? Or they never woke up from that dream.
God.
They're in New York City. They're not in Vermont. I mean,
Sunnydale.
They're in Sunnydale. SimCity.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so Dracula invades Buffy's privacy, wafts in through the window, and manages to bite her.
Because they are like kindred spirits.
We are kindred. Okay. Kindred. You know, that was the name of my first band, Kindred. But we thought we were cool. We spelled it with a Y. Yeah.
Because that's is Buffy... Because I understand her attraction to him because of how she was with Angel. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, oh, she's obviously got a type. But...
Girlfriend. What, do it again? Yeah. Oh, kick him to the curb, girlfriend. I can't do it.
Yeah. Kick him to the curb. What's more with feeling, Gabby?
I gotta channel my inner Montel from back in the day. Okay. I'm gonna go.
Yep.
Kick him to the curb, girlfriend.
What's that doing, Montel?
No, maybe back in the day when it was a super trashy show.
I was thinking more along the lines of Ricky Lake.
Well, yeah, but Montel used to be like that, too.
Oh, Ricky Lake.
Very true. Denial is just not a river in Egypt, y'all.
Y'all.
God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
What?
Those are all the catch lines. Or the catchphrases. Anyways, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Dracula.
Yeah, all the girls. I like that how all the girls were attracted to Dracula.
Yes.
And all of their counterparts got jealous.
No, Giles was cool about it.
Even Tara.
Yeah, Tara got jealous.
not all of the girls. Dracula.
And I love how easily Xander was put under his spell. Xander's the best. I kind of liked his little freak out at the end. I'm not going to be anyone's butt monkey anymore.
Oh, thank you very much, Kim.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, his whole demeanor changed. He was just a totally different character.
Yeah.
That was great.
I wish there was going to be a Xander-centric episode soon. Anyways.
Well, we'll see.
Probably not for a while, since you're going to be introduced to Buffy Jr.
Kim, yeah. How awesome was it when you saw Xander lock Anya away in the closet?
The best moment of the episode. Well, I couldn't
so
tell
weird.
If Buffy was, like, she was under a trance, or she was just kind of following Xander.
Yeah, she was under the thrall.
But not fully, because she brought a stake.
Yeah, I never did get when exactly the thrall ended, or when how she was able to break the thrall. I don't know. Just go with it.
We'll do. We'll do. So Xander's eating spiders and flies and can't stop praising Count Dracula.
Master.
He's not a bad Igor, let me tell you. Sorry, just picked my new quote. Buffy confronts Dracul. Riley and Giles show up at the house. And Giles ends up in a pit with three hot chicks.
But he doesn't get knocked out.
No, he does not.
No.
But he lost his shoe. Come on.
It reminded me of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Please let me face some more peril.
What did Riley call it? The chick pit?
Yep.
I mean, really, what was it hurting? No one.
Nobody.
Nobody.
He deserved a bit of action. Imagine how many times he's like, no, I don't think we got that take. Can we do it one more time?
I was thinking about Steph with his shirt all undone. I'm like, I bet Steph is liking that.
Oh,
it's
Tony.
Sexy torture.
Oh. Nah, I just want sexy torture.
Okay. I don't know.
So it seems as though all hope is lost. Buffy is being seduced by Count Dracul, and she is drinking his blood. And then she has all these kinds of flashbacks, and then all of a sudden is like,
"Stop it!"
Kicks him in the chest. Ew, that was gross. You want a taste of me? Let's go. And then an awesome fight ensues. It was awesome.
Yeah, I like that fight scene. I like that now how she can, like, jump up an entire story of stairs.
Yeah.
That's her new evolved
John
power.
Woo was in, then.
Yeah. She did it twice in that fight scene. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Is that okay.
Did they get a new stuffy?
I don't know, Jack Bauer.
Sorry, my phone just went off.
I don't think so. I think...
She didn't look as wide as previous seasons.
I think that it's the same... I'm not sure. But I heard an interview with the stunt woman, and she was saying that at some point, their stunt coordinator quit, and her boyfriend that is the stunt double for Angel became the coordinator, and the stunts got better. So maybe it was at this point. I'm not sure.
I love the fight scenes in this episode. They were so amazing.
Yeah.
And they look much more realistic, you know, like they're not punching the air and then someone's jumping back 8 feet.
And you mean there's not strategically placed boxes like a stairway? Which is still my favorite ever.
Warehouse said, oh. Box staircase, baby.
Staircase. Yes. Every time I go to the storage room at work, I'm sad that there's not boxes in case a fight were to ensue involving demons.
It's against health and safety practices to use boxes as steps.
Oh.
But Gabby, isn't there a part of you, if you saw boxes, you'd just want to jump into them anyway?
I kind of would.
Just hope like that they're empty.
Thieves.
Yeah. Why are these full of paper? Ah!
Oh, glass shards!
Car parts? Who the hell?
Who the hell keeps boxes of glass shards and needles? Weird.
Oh, don't forget in the 70s there was a very popular kid's toy. Bag of glass. And there was the collector set, Bag of Glass and Johnny Switchblade. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Buffy prevails twice. Xander is tired of being people's butt monkey. Riley is, I guess, happy that his girlfriend is his again. And then we get to the touching part. I don't mean the part where there's touching. I mean the emotionally touching part between Giles and Buffy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Buffy and Joyce.
That's a different episode.
Yeah. That was such a great scene.
That was awesome. The happiness in Giles' face.
Yeah.
When she realized that she needed him more than ever.
He's always needed.
Yes.
But once again, it's Buffy being all me, 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 me.
Gabby, it is her show, right?
Well, she doesn't know
show
that.
Is called Buffy.
She doesn't know that her show.
Not
we haven't had that episode yet.
Crew.
We haven't had that episode where she's aware that she's in her own show yet.
What is this?
This isn't Supernatural.
That was the best episode of Supernatural. My favorite of all time.
Wait, what?
Supernatural. Remember that episode where they're in the TV shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about another episode of Supernatural, that there's an episode of Buffy that's a lot like that we haven't gotten to yet.
Stop talking! Switch the topic!
It looks like Sophia Crawford was the stunt double up until Restless.
Okay.
So it is a new stuffy.
Yes, I believe so. This is kind of hard to find.
Hmm.
Sophia Crawford.
It's
So who's the other one?
All the questions I ask you, that's the one you answer?
Because this is, I don't know.
Awesome. And then, the denouement.
Ugh.
Which, what? Ugh, I'm excited. I want to know what's going on.
Of course. It's exciting. It really is.
But Trachtenberg just showing up? Like, come on.
I believe it's pronounced Trachtenberg.
I said Trachtenberg?
Yeah.
I think you did.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I found out her name. We were all wrong.
What is it? Like we're not going to find out next episode.
Are we going to find out right away in the next episode, yes. Steph? Can I spoil the spoiler?
Go ahead.
Does it matter?
It's not going to change my life.
Is it a big deal, Steph, if I tell them her name?
Nah, I don't think so. All right.
Her name is the same as that of a popular dish soap brand.
Palmolive?
Yeah, isn't it a stupid name?
Method? I'm confused.
Her name is Dawn, okay? Dawn! Her name is Dawn.
Oh, damn.
I wonder why they spell it D-O-N, though.
D-A-W-N.
Okay.
Dawn.
Yeah.
So she's not a vampire.
Hey, we don't know. Hell ho.
Is she a ghost?
Maybe she's a werewolf. Well, her name is Dawn. I'm just trying to think of the symbolism. Dawn is when the sun comes out. Am I reading too much into it? Yes.
I think Kim's high on NyQuil. All right. Yeah. So that was nice. You guys want to rate or do you want to do feedback first? Let's do feedback, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Feedback.
I have an audio feedback here from Paul Mackey.
Yay!
This sound file is for Buffy versus Dracula, so stop now if you are in error. Paul Mackey again with what you would hope to be clues and wisdom. More frequently, though, as I'm sure you've noted, I bring non sequiturs and obfuscation. Hey, we're in season 5. Noteworthy for many reasons I won't mention, but also the first where you have me on your guest list.
Woo!
Yeah, I guess that's not noteworthy either. We get a beach scene, but still a fairly clothed beach scene. Not like Ellie Hannigan's photo shoot for that magazine. The one shot with the basketball.
Damn!
Not got time for that now. Joyce is going to be all alone with Buffy back at school, especially after inviting Dracula over for coffee. And Dracula's on the scene, making Xander his, well, I'll just say lackey in order not to step on any quotes. Dracula is... Where was I? Dracula is creepy and gross, like a good vampire should be, but gets Buffy all introspective, which gets Giles back on the job instead of on a plane. Now she can only keep her sister out of her stuff. I have a little sister. I know how this stuff can happen.
Well, that's all I had. So, Paul, if there was more, I apologize. We have another audio feedback!
Little what? Sister. He said it like it's like old hat. Oh, you know, her sister. Why is no one else enraged by this?
I don't know. Let's see what Nutty New Chess has to say.
Hello, Potential Cast.
Hello.
This is New Chess, and I'm calling in for some feedback for Buffy versus Dracula. Hello, Season 5 opener! It's a little bit of an interesting opener, I'll give you that, but I really like this episode. Apparently it's kind of not a fan favorite, but as a fan of Dracula, I just love it. I love the camp. I love turning Dracula on its heel. I love playing with the Dracula tropes, the fact that he keeps coming back. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we've got the bigger plot issues going on, Buffy going out to hunt, Giles getting ready to leave, Buffy needing Giles to stay as her watcher because she needs him, and then of course the last seen. Eek. Buffy has a sister? What? But no, I love the Dracula bit. I love how essentially Xander becomes Dracula's butt monkey. I love how Anya is obsessing over him and how, you know, they used to date. I love how even Willow is turned on by Dracula. I love every minute of it. And yes, he's this little emo fool that, you know, has gypsy tricks and so forth. But it's fun. And of course, he owes Spike money. Definitely great. I do wonder, do you all think he is actually dead? You know, he kept coming back and coming back and coming back. So is there an end to Dracula?
No.
I don't know. As a fan of Dracula, I'm not sure. So. I'd really want a world without Dracula. I like the idea that Angel. He's coming back over and over again. I don't know. Yeah, so I hope you like it. I'm sorry that I haven't called in sooner. I kind of didn't send much feedback for season 4. It's not because season 4 is lackluster, which I know a lot of people are not so crazy about it. Season 4 does have some of the best episodes, so, you know, there was a lot to talk about. It's just, I don't know. I've been busy. But I've been listening. I've been loving the show. And very happy to hear it. And keep it going. Keep going, oh, yeah. Guys. You guys are great. I'm really enjoying both Redemption Cast and Potential Cast. Ooh. I'm glad that you're sticking through. And I'm glad that you're happy to continue doing it. What do you think of Dracula? Please tell me you liked it. And if you didn't, okay. I'm used to other fans not liking it. And
more, please.
So, what's with this sister business?
Well, I must say, I thought he looked ridiculous and stupid.
Yay! That's right.
It looked like a weird Danzig fanboy. Mother! Tell your children not to walk my way!
I kept thinking of the crow.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's the crow is like... hot, too.
Oh, we just got some audio feedback from someone called TC. Let's listen to this.
What?
What can you do when there's nothing to count? Late at night, all alone in your room. You can't see a thing, so there's nothing to count as you lie there awake in the gloom. Ah, but then you begin to imagine, and then suddenly, blam! And kaboom, you imagine one little birdie flying through the air. Two little birdies, see them flying there. Here come birdie number three, see how cute he looks to me. Then four, then five, and you and I've imagined five little birdies. What a nice amount, and that's what to do when there's nothing to count.
Thanks, TC. Feel free to send us an MP3 anytime.
Oh my god. Is TC the count?
Oh, that might be. Yeah. Good thinking, Steph.
Oh my, I'm crying. I'm letting
someone. Amazing.
Guys, I have been waiting forever to play that piece of audio. I added that to my iTunes in 2002. So, just so you know, I've had that for 10 years, and I finally have a reason to share. All right, God. Let's see. Did we get a voice memo from Kelly Joe? Yeah! All right, So our guest Kelly couldn't make it because, you know, hurricane. But here's what she has to say.
Intriguing.
Well, yes, Kelly Jo.
Here's what she has to say.
Hey, guys. It's Kelly. So I am...
Hello.
Really sorry about the fact that I couldn't make it because of Hurricane Sandy.
Boo, Sandy.
So Sandy's a bitch. I have to say that I really enjoy this episode. I think it's a lot of fun and that really awesome twist at the end of introducing the sister.
Ew.
What? Anyway, I would say that this season in general is probably my favorite season of Buffy.
Mm.
It has my favorite episode, it has my favorite Big Bad.
She did, but she took off.
I feel like it has to be my favorite season. And also, I just don't think there's a bad episode in it.
Mm.
I cannot wait to talk to you guys in a few weeks about the next episode. I would give this... Oh, and my rating, going completely out of order, is 8 out of 10 oohs. Not a very good rating system, but it's a rating system. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say a quote because I'm not there to make sure that you're not saying those things already. So, okay. I'm hoping this gets in on time so that you can react to it live.
Live!
Bye!
Thanks, bye. Kelly. Sorry it couldn't work out.
Sorry about the hurricane.
But we'll listen to you next time. We'll have you on next time. Awesome. I think we have some emails.
Okay. Yay!
And Steph, will I read the first email? Do you want to get the Facebook queued up?
Okay.
So, Juliana. I think this is someone new.
Oh, welcome.
Well, hello, Juliana. Hello, Gax and Guest. Love the podcast, but this is my first time writing in with feedback.
Woo!
I guess it's just that season 5 is my personal favorite. I'm really excited about you guys starting it on it. So, Buffy versus Dracula. There's definitely a risk that this kind of cross-promotion could come off as schlocky. But I think the writers handled it pretty well, and we end up with a fun season opener with a lot of great character moments. I particularly love Xander in thrall to Dracula. Yes, I must say, I also like that. Another thing I really liked about this episode is how it builds on some of the main themes from Restless. The whole discussion Buffy has with Dracula about preferring the term slayer to killer was an interesting callback to when Riley uses killer as a nickname for Buffy in Restless.
Mm.
Also, Dracula telling Buffy that she thinks she knows what she is and what's to come, but she hasn't even begun, echoes pretty closely that what Dream Tara said to Buffy in Restless. I think both of these motifs are interesting, and the repetition in this episode shows that Restless wasn't just some crazy avant-garde indulgence, but has bigger implications for the series. she didn't write that cough, that was just me. It also points to how good Buffy has become at making Monster of the Week type episodes, like Buffy versus Dracula, still be meaningful in advancing broader plot arcs.
Yes.
I also thought the gender politics of this episode were really interesting, from Riley getting reamed by a football thanks to Buffy not throwing like a girl, to Xander becoming Dracula's lackey, to Giles having his watcher role redefined for him by Buffy at the end of the episode. It seemed like there were a lot of men being put into submissive positions during the episode. The one exception was Dracula himself, but his influence over others seemed to stem from sexual magnetism or gypsy tricks, according to Spike, rather than brute strength or some other typically masculine trait. And Dracula also ultimately gets his comeuppance from Buffy. I think it's interesting that the writers put so much in the season opener about male insecurities. Anyway, love the podcast and can't wait to hear your thoughts on the episode, especially the last scene. Thank you, Juliana.
Boo.
Very good.
Oh, don't boo our feedbackers.
No, I'm not booing her at all. Oh, thank okay. you. I'm booing the last scene.
Oh,
yeah. Like, bullshit.
No. Isn't that the past participle of bullshit?
Bullshit.
Hmm.
Just reserve judgment for later. Just okay.
This is from Val, and Steph will read it.
Sure. Okay. Hey, Gex and guest. No guest. This horrible hurricane cannot guest. Stop me.
We had a guest. It was just not live.
Yeah, that's true. All right. This horrible hurricane cannot stop me from sending in some feedback. Frankenstorm be damned. 90% of Long Island's power got knocked out, but unbelievable. My job has power. Go figure. So that's where I'm writing this from. I'm out on day 4 of no power and no hot water. It's like Little House on the Friggin' Prairie, but not so much fun. And no cute Michael Landon to tuck me in at night. But compared to others, we're doing fine. Hope my other fellow potential cast members in the New York metro area are doing okay, too. Way to bring the podcast down, Val. Okay, I'm going to feedback.
Yeah, Val. Jeez. No, we hope everyone's fine. We sure you are. And by the time you listen to this, you'll be like, oh, was that a week ago already?
Yeah. Since I haven't watched this episode in some time, I'll give some random thoughts. Oh, crap. Riley's still here and still in the credits. Why? Why? This is not a good thing. Can he go back to being cowboy guy? Ryan Feld Xander is the best. I'd be surprised if no one quoted him. I sure would. I think my all-time favorite Xander quote is the one where he is regarding Drac and Sesame Street. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think my all-time favorite Xander quote is the one he is regarding Drac and Sesame Street. It's one quote from this show my short-term memory can never forget. I haven't watched this episode in a while, but wasn't Xander wearing a fugly Hawaiian shirt?
Yes.
Sparkles coming from it.
It was bedazzled. Sparkles. It was awesome.
It was shining in the moonlight.
Yikes. And could someone in their hair department please fix his hair? I still love him in the episode, though. It was really nice seeing some relaxed, Scooby fun times at the beach. Love that, even though brief. Buffy vs. Dracula doesn't rank high on my list of season openers, but it's probably one of the best WTF endings ever if you watched in order. I'd seen the show all out of order, so I knew about this new person already, but not how she was introduced. So when I first saw those last 10 seconds, I was still going, where the, and I'm thinking you guys had similar thoughts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
With maybe an extra added, who the, can't wait to hear your speculations and theories. The wilder, the better. And I think we all can't wait for your reaction to the second episode because, well, you'll see. Have a fun podcast, guys. Power to the people. Let's hope sooner than later. Signing off. Thank you, Val. That was great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Ina writes, Dearest Gax and Guest, I hope you're all well after Hurricane Sandy. I felt the need to write an email to you fine people this time, in awe and wonder over the fact that Potential Cast has reached Season 5, my favorite season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I become giddy like a kid on Christmas Eve just thinking about it, and I sincerely hope you will like it too. Buffy vs. Dracula is a fun episode, no doubt about it. It's cheesy and silly, but I enjoy it. And there's also a few more serious parts that I downright love. Topped off with that last scene, it is really quite memorable. Can't wait for your theories on that one. Buffy is embracing the hunting now, even craving it. And I like how Dracula brings up the darker sides of her Slayer powers. He even echoes the quote in Restless by Tara, the first Slayer. If you remember that one, she seems to take it in and lets Dracula bite her, stirring up some jealousy in Riley, I think. It was funny how everyone became kind of starstruck with Dracula, even Willow, leading to that little comment from Tara. Xander as a Renfield is just hilarious in this episode. With his outbursts about the Dark Master and his gross bug eating, Giles with the three sisters also made me chuckle. Love that Spike and Anya both have a history with Dracula that would have made for some fun flashbacks. I really like the last scene between Giles and Buffy where he decides to stay in Sunnydale and be her watcher again. It actually made me quite emotional rewatching it this time around. Glad he's feeling useful now. We get the Summers house and Joyce in this episode too. By the way, I had totally forgotten that she let Dracula into the house. Poor lonely Joyce. And there's a mysterious girl in Buffy's room. Hey, when did Buffy get a sister? Did we just skip a bunch of episodes? Huh. I look forward to hearing all of your thoughts. Ina from Norway.
Yeah, I like that we didn't see Dracula and Joyce. That happened off screen.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I was so confused. I'm like, how the hell did he get in the house? He can't get in unless he's invited. What the hell?
I was just like, oh, he's Dracula.
So he breaks rules. He makes them.
He can go wherever he wants.
He's smart. Maybe because he was dry ice.
Yeah.
Get in.
In this episode, we've seen Joyce more in this episode than we saw her all last season.
Yep. Seems-
And we may have seen her ever.
All right, we have a couple more emails. Let's power through.
Yes.
And we want to thank everyone in advance for participating in the Facebook group feedback, but we're going to skip it this time because we're going long on time.
Oh.
Taryn Miller writes, hello, potential cast and guest I am jealous of. Don't be so jealous, Taryn. Kelly couldn't make it. She got hit by a hurricane. Taryn, you're awful. I'm just kidding. Did you love this episode? I love this episode. I love the teaser in the beginning where Buffy can't even sleep at night without killing something. I love Buffy's connection with Dracula and how he knows her better than she knows herself. I love watching her get out of his thrall at the end, and I love how she's generous, savvy Dracula always comes back. I also think Rudolf Martin did a great job as Dracula. Fun fact, around the same time, he did a TV movie about Vlad the Impaler. What? I don't think it was very historically accurate, but it was still fun to see. And I really enjoyed the way Dracula was presented. The writer said they basically wrote this episode like, what if David Bowie came to town? The fact that Dracula could be compared to David Bowie is reason enough to love him. And Anya's fangirling over Dracula was pretty great. And so was Xander as Dracula's slave. And Giles with three vampire sisters and... I should stop fangirling now. Were you happy to see Buffy want Giles to be her watcher again? That last scene makes me smile every time. Anyway, I hope you can at least appreciate this episode, and if you didn't love it like I did. I think it does a great job of setting up the season, especially when Dracula repeats a quote that Tara said twice in the last episode. This is a much more magical and fun season than the last one. In fact, it's my very favorite. Aww. Oh, and doesn't it suck that Buffy has to take her sister with her? I'm sure she had a perfectly nice time planned without any intruding family members. Lots of love, Taryn.
Especially when she didn't have any.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It burns my ass.
Here's my theory. Here's my theory about the sisters. Or the sister. She's not actually Buffy's sister. It's someone who's used magic to make everybody think that she's been her sister all along, a little bit like the thing that happened in Superstar with Jonathan. And I think everybody's pretending in their feedback that she's had a sister all along. Not everybody. Some of the people are actually surprised like we were because they're pretending to be under the same spell. There, I've said it. Hopefully I am right.
Is it her biological sister?
Don't answer that. Let me read an email from Beth.
Or maybe she's adopted and What's-Her-Face took her in.
Hi, Gaxon guest.
And then Joyce is like, your sister.
I really can't stand the way Kim continues to ask questions of Stephanie and doesn't let up. Oh, Beth, that's horrible. No, Beth did not say that. I said that. I really enjoy the season 5 premiere. A lot of it is light and good fun, but there's more below the surface. If you listen closely to what Dracula says to Buffy, it really builds on the Slayer origin that they introduced in Restless, and catapults her into wanting a deeper exploration about what it means to be the Chosen One. Mm-hmm. I love the ending conversation between Buffy and Giles, the refocusing on training, and Giles has a real purpose again. Welcome to Season 5, Gax!
Woo!
Oh, Beth doesn't even mention the sister. Rachel!
Oh, can I read Rachel's?
Yes, please.
Or may I?
I don't know. Whatever. May you?
But! That's why I wanted to do that. I really adore this tongue-in-cheek season premiere much, much more than the angsty Buffy is mopey premieres that we have seen every season prior.
You're right!
Look!
Hated it!
The Scoobies are happy and barbecuing on the beach. How great is that?
Horrible.
Stupid. Giles gets some action, albeit from undead sisters. But action is action, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Who needs to leave Sunnydale now? But yeah, you know what? Maybe it wasn't Buffy choosing to stay. It was them. It was those hot chicks. Okay. Spike, Xander, Riley, and Tara all have a little jealousy issue with Dracula. It's disturbing commentary on their self-esteem issues. Or it's just funny. Well, apart from Riley's jealousy, that's just sad, and I really don't care. So, all in all, it's a fun Monster of the Week season starter. Hopefully, the real action starts soon. Dot, dot, dot.
Awesome.
Yeah, hopefully. We find out what the deal is with this bullshit sister nonsense.
The season premieres and the season finales are always the best, in my opinion. And this was just a honking pile of bullshit.
It didn't seem like a season opener at all, did it, Kim?
No.
I think Kim is ready to rate. Kim, you want to start us off?
Well, I liked it. No, I was
thinking. Don't pull an Illyrio. Don't go all episode hating on something and then give it a favorable review.
I will say that I really enjoyed the first three quarters of it. And then when they got to the end with the wink wink of like killing Dracula staking Dracula twice. And yeah, the last scene I was like, oh, what the F? But like, I just hate when TV shows do that when, not that it's a, you know, the bait and switch sleight of hand thing. I just think it's such poor writing when, like, you get these people invested and then all of a sudden it's like, gotcha! Like, I just don't like that. I think it's, ridiculous. Hmm. I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 chicks in the pit.
Well, I love this episode.
So you're gonna give it a 2.
I thought Xander as Igor, although that's a Frankenstein thing, but whatever. Never really paid attention to Dracula much because, you know, vampires are dumb. I thought Xander as Dracula's slave was fantastic, especially because he was still Xander throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, not sure what to call his evil master and correcting his grammar. I thought the Giles Buffy part was awesome. I hated Riley in every single split second he was on my screen. The thought of Anya in a closet does not necessarily seem too unappealing to me. Depends what side of the closet door I'm on. That's all I'm going to say. and I must say at the very end, to have a cliffhanger like that sneak up on you, loved it. Can't wait to find out what the hell is going on. I'm going to give this episode 9 out of 10 yummy, yummy spiders.
I'm going to keep it simple. I believe I have spoken enough so far, giving my opinion on this. And also, there might be a commentary coming up, but whatever. Anyway,
you mean the commentary everybody's listened to before this episode?
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's a commentary, so everybody that listened to that totally knows how I felt about it. But anyway, so I'm going to keep it simple, and I'm going to go back to the sound effects rating system, because I feel like that, to me, really, really drives home my feelings. So on a scale of meh to hell yeah, I give it a what?
Well said, Gabby.
Thank you.
Steph?
Okay, I can understand...
Wait a second, Steph's been on this podcast the whole time?
I know the first time I watched this, the ending, the cutesy little ending where, Dracula's ending, where he couldn't really be staked and he kept coming back. To me, it didn't really go with the rest of the episode.
No.
So, I mean, now that I watch it, I think it's cute. It works. But yeah, the first several times I saw it, I was like, it doesn't jive with the rest of the tone of the episode. But, other than Marty Noxon's terrible jokes at the beginning, like, What were they talking about? How they decided that they that's why they were sidekicks? Because
they don't want to sweat.
Yeah, sweat leads to stinky. Anyway, that was just terrible. So that detracts from it. So I give it like 9 out of 10.
Jelly donuts.
deliveries to the master.
Nice. Awesome. So, it's quote time very soon. But that's what we thought. You can let us know what you think. You can call us, 270-40-BUFFY. Send us an email at...
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Yes. You can join the Facebook group. That's where all the fun is being had. Keep it spoiler-free, please. Yeah, that's facebook.com/group/PotentialCast. You can go to PotentialCast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @PotentialCast. And, yeah. That's how you can get in touch with us.
Smoke signals?
Smoke signals, no. But semaphore, yes.
Okay.
It's quote time!
We need to take a ranking of who did not like this episode and who liked it on our Facebook group.
I will start a poll.
Thanks, Artie.
He is pro.
I think he was Buffy. Not pro.
It's first quote time, and I'm going first.
No, Dracula was sexy.
My quote is...
Yeah.
You are strange and off-putting. Go now.
Well, thankfully, Rio. Oh, I stole your one from earlier.
So I know.
Okay. Hopefully we have enough to fight the Great Master later.
I lost mine. Like, where'd it go? Sorry. That's not my
Bader.
Goal. Bader. Hey, Steph, what's your quote?
It's not funny, but I don't know. I just like this. How do you like my darkness now?
Yeah, that was good. Another Xander quote. See? Buffy didn't feel it. I think you're drawing a lot of crazy conclusions about the Unholy Prince. Bader.
Bader.
I don't know. I think everybody's forgetting the most important quote that came from Riley. A big honking castle. He's a genius. A big honking castle.
Oh, Riley.
Hi, Riley. You're so homespun.
White bread.
White bread. Jealous.
I think more people will agree with me that this episode sucked hardcore. Tell us what you think, folks.
Where is he? Where's the creep that turned me into a spider-eating man, bitch?
And why were those spiders so gigantic?
Because small spiders really don't shoot well. So they have to go big.
So they're like the size of like dates.
I know. dates. All right. That was fun.
Sure.
What's on the top for next time, Steph?
Sure.
Oh, season 5, episode 2, Real Me.
Nice. Excellent.
Real Me?
The Real Me.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Kelly Jo, for sending in comments, even though you were unable to join us as a guest. We appreciate the input, and we will talk to you next time. Everyone, thanks for listening once again. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for listening to us. We really appreciate it. And if we don't get to your feedback, we apologize, but we read it anyway. Not all of it can be read on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Can't believe I can actually say that legitimately now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. We're too busy trying to make sarcastic comments instead of reading people's stuff.
If it was just a feedback show, we would call it the feedback show. Anyway. Bye!
Bye. Okay.
Hey, little sister, I heard you went to Mr. So-and-so. Knock, knock, knocking on his door again last night. Said you needed it bad. You know that ain't right. 'Cause so
many times you've come to me crying, trying to stop. You said it hurts so bad, but please don't let you go back for more. My little sister is a zombie in a body with no solo role. She has learned to play in a world today where nothing else matters, but it matters. We gotta start feeding our souls, not our addictions or afflictions of pain, to avoid the same questions we must ask ourselves to get any answers. We gotta start feeding our souls, have been lost to the millions with lots who feed on addiction, selling pills in what's hot. And I wish I could save her from all their delusions, all the confusion, of a nation that starves for salvation. But clothing is the closest approximation to God, and he only knows that drugs are all we know of love. We starve while we eat white bread and beer instead of a handshake or hug. We spill the pills and sweep them under the rug. My little sister is a zombie in a body with no solo role. She has learned to play in a world today where nothing else matters, but it matters. We've got to start feeding our so-and-so. Knock, knock, knocking on his door again last night. Said you needed more.
Sister, what?
Sister?
I was like, what? Obviously you heard me. I'm like, what the fuck? Is this gonna be a reboot?
Sister.
Oh, so sister.
And if you would not show the dark side, perhaps she will.
Oh, it's still fresh. That's just too soon. It's too soon.